Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm a little fired up. And I haven't gotten to talk about the trade deadline very much, and I've spent the whole day hearing everybody's reactions. Oh, they should have done so much more. Oh, can't you understand the long view, the long perspective of this? You have 4 6-round picks. You couldn't get anybody for any of those picks. You have 2 7th-rounders. You have a 5th-rounder. I'm okay with not giving up a 3rd-rounder or better for Breece Hall, thinking that the Jets aren't going to trade you anybody. And I understand that it's the trade deadline. I'm not a crazy person thinking that this is like baseball and you're going to get A.J. Brown or Trey Hendrickson or some big move like that. But you couldn't get anything. You couldn't get anyone besides signing Brendan Rice, who got cut by the Chargers. All due respect from his Hall of Fame family at the end of summer. That's all we got. Sending Kyle Duggar out, eating almost his entire contract and having him on the books for next year, and sending Keon White out, and you didn't get anybody to supplement that depth. Like, that's tough. That is a tough thing to sell. And I think that's why when you hear Mike Vrabel there, it sounds like they weren't even close. And beyond that, he's saying, let's move on and think about Tampa. let's answer this and try to move this press conference along as quickly as we can.
If I had to pick one word, Mego, to describe this trade deadline, it would be underwhelming, right? Because I didn't expect them to do the Sauce Gardner deal or the Quinnen Williams deal. You said A.J. Brown, but what did you and I, like when we did Six Rings podcast in the summer, what is one of the things we talked the most about? The depth on the roster, that it was, you had quality starters at defensive tackle and linebacker and corner and potentially at that time receiver, and it's kind of worked out that way. But what was going to happen if you had an injury or two? Like, look at just some of these positions. Now you've traded Keon White away. What are things going to look like if Harold Landry has to miss 3 or 4 games? Or what are things going to have to look like if Robert Spillane has to miss 3 or 4 games? Or Ramondre Stevenson, who's already missed one, and we saw it show up definitely in the pass-blocking space against Atlanta, but in general against Atlanta. What if he has to miss 3 or 4 games going for? What if one of your offense, and look, I know offensive line depth is hard to come by, but point being, a lot of these positions, they have quality starters. They don't have a lot of depth. And this, I think, was a missed opportunity to augment that depth.
Yeah, I'm just a little flummoxed by the explanation.
Like you said, the four 6-round picks, like if you look at what Rashid Shaheed went for, what Jacoby Myers went for, what Logan Wilson went for Cincinnati to Dallas for, day 3 pick. Like, look, I understand they're trying to build this, and I understand that you want as many draft picks as possible to get young players, but you're going to tell me 1 6th-round pick out of 4 for Logan Wilson or a 5th and a 6th for a Rashid Shaheed is really going to impede your rebuild?
Deals are
much?
Like being pregnant.
By the way, people were flipping out about that saying, thinking, like, oh, he's not, first, it must have resonated for you. I don't want to like put you all totally out on Front Street, but you're like, yeah, there's some truth to that in my own personal life is what I'm guessing you were thinking.
Yeah, a little
not
bit.
Me, but the following questions coming up from that, and then the answers about like, well, you know, we got to focus on the future and we'll get into the priority still being winning. But another piece that jumped out to me is Vrabel saying, like, we're 7-2, as if you guys are acting like we made it to the conference championship last year and we need to double down because of how close we were. Well, do you know how hard it's been for people to come by 7 wins in the last couple of seasons for this Patriots team? So, yeah, all of a sudden the stakes got a lot higher at the trade deadline. And I think that it's just people who think that they were going to get an A.J. Brown or a Trey Hendrickson or something like that, a Sauce Gardner, they're crazy, okay? They're delusional. You're never going to satisfy those people. And if you're in the business of trying to satisfy all your fans, you're always going to fail. But in the interest of this team, which has done so much through the first 9 games of the season, to not supplement a roster that is thin at so many positions, as you just said, John Lyons, it just puts you on shaky ground for this season when everything is breaking your way. It's almost like, I don't like doing the whole football gods thing, but you are testing something there in, like, the karmic universe.
Well, even beyond that, right? You watch this team, and I know the schedule has been soft. Like, they're playing Tampa Bay this Sunday. That's going to be the first time they play a team with a winning record since they played Buffalo back on Sunday Night Football last month. But it feels like you're on to something here. And we talked in the summer about this a little bit, too, where, yeah, it's the first year of your kind of head coach rebuild, but your roster, it's almost year three of the rebuild, and that Christian Gonzalez was drafted in 2023. Drake May was 2024. And then, of course, Will Campbell, and we'll see how Travion Henderson and the rest of these guys go this year. But then you had the big free agency class. Like, this isn't the spring of 2023 or even four. Like, you're kind of been working on this roster for a few years. Even a guy like Alex Austin, who's, I think, a good depth piece. This is, what, third year with the team now? It started in 2023?
And quite unfortunately, like, Alex Austin had a great training camp. And then when Christian Gonzalez was out, there were some struggling moments for him in the first four games.
And even like DeMario Douglas, Kayshon Booty, these are guys that were brought in 2023. So my point being, it's not like it's just year one across the board. Now, it is year one for Vrabel and Cowden, but your roster build, it's year like 2.5, if you will, with it, like 2.5. So I can understand if someone says, like, if the Titans, like, oh, we're in year one of a rebuild, we're not going to buy at the trade deadline, or a team like that, or the Browns, right, that are at the bottom, you're not really in year one of a rebuild. Like, yeah, I know you sucked last year and you won 4 games, and you sucked the year before and won 4 games, but you've been working on this roster for a couple of years now. I think now would have been a good time to add some depth to it, because I just look forward. I mean, what's going to happen if they play a New York Giants team on Monday Night Football a month from now, or a Baltimore team that is resurgent and they have a couple key injuries? Like, that could flip from a win to a loss.
Yeah, and I think the way that you're talking about the year one of the rebuild, we've heard some versions of that from Bill Belichick when he was trying to stage his own rebuild pass in the post-Tom Brady era here. But I don't really think that's the way that teams should function when you already have the quarterback. And the quarterback is performing the way he did. Do you think the Bengals in year two with Joe Burrow looked at that situation and said, well, this is too early to be at the Super Bowl? Like, they had the easiest schedule leading up to this week, and they have the easiest strength of schedule remaining. And I heard, like everybody else, Mike Vrabel shoved Curtis in a locker a little bit on the morning show, with all due respect, and I loved Curtis, like, leaning into it. That's the way that everybody should respond and have fun with it.
I love your little smirk over there.
So good. Awesome moment. But at the same time, like, the strength of schedule is real. When you're playing teams that don't have the starting quarterbacks, that's real. When Lamar Jackson is banged up and we still don't know who that Ravens team is going to be, that's real. When Patrick Mahomes is struggling to be a playoff team with the Kansas City Chiefs, that's real. When Joe Burrow is out for most of the year, like, these are all things that are breaking your way. And to not take advantage of, we're not talking about you got to go out and get Sauce Gardner. We're not talking about changing the complexion of, like, your offensive line starters or anything. We're just talking about reinforcements.
And I wonder how much of this, and I think, you know, I'd be curious if you agree or disagree. It feels like when they make football decisions, it's the Mike Vrabel, Ryan Cowden show, and everyone else is kind of
there. Whoa, 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 whoa. But if Vrabel, can we play the whole answer again? Because there is a little part of this, Joe Braverman, that I feel was a little interesting in terms of what you're about to talk about. Okay. I promise, because you bring up Mike Vrabel's kind of what we consider his crew, right? And they have their thumb on the scale for personnel decisions. But let's listen to his answer again.
You either are or you aren't. There's no, like, it's either a deal or it's not. So I don't know how close you can be. I know that everyone worked hard, and that we investigated and looked in and made phone calls, and they, what personnel departments do. And in the end, we decided that this was what we were going to do. And
okay, the personnel department. So they worked really hard.
This is why I bring that up, Mego, because a lot of us look at it, myself included. Hey, this is the Vrabel, Ryan Cowden, and Stretch show. But Elliot Wolf comes from a system in Green Bay, Cleveland, all that, where you hoard draft picks. Like, outside of that Deshaun Watson trade, you hoard draft picks, and you draft as many guys as you can every single year. So I wonder, does this speak to, and again, he's not the guy in charge. He's probably not even the guy number two in charge. But does this speak, at least in some level, to his influence? Like, is he in Vrabel and Cowden's ear and Stretch's ear saying, you know, guys, yeah, we could trade a fifth and a sixth for Rashid Shaheed, but we have 10 draft picks going into the draft next year. We can really get this thing really rolling next year if we use these picks, because he's a huge draft pick guy. Like, that's his thing, draft picks, draft pick, that whole mindset from the Wolf tree. And so I wonder if his influence, even in a backdoor way, kind of played into this a little bit too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's a good question to ask. We've been so deep in the actual football that we've been away from discussing the power dynamics behind the scenes in the personnel department in particular. I would ask you first, who do you think engineered the pieces that were going out in terms of Keon White and Kyle Duggar? Who do you think had the intention? And I'm not saying everybody can't be in agreement, but who do you think had a louder voice in having them sent out the door, especially with how much you had to eat of Kyle Duggar's contract, and who was here when those guys signed the contracts they previously had with the team?
I think, I don't have hard evidence of this, wouldn't surprise me if Keon White was kind of happy to go and was like, if you're not going to play me, like, let me go. But I think that the Keon White and Duggar, to me, comes much more from Vrabel than anyone else because I look at those trades, Mega, I don't know about you, those are scheme trades, right? Because those are two, especially in Keon White's case, two talented football players, and I know Duggar has limitations in coverage. We've all seen it over the past several years. But two guys that are too good to just not be playing at all. Like, Keon White wasn't playing that much. Kyle Duggar was only playing when Jalen Hawkins was out injured. Other than that, wasn't playing. I mean, they were playing three corners in their sub-packages. They weren't playing three safeties.
I will say those guys haven't been good.
I think White has had some moments. Like, I thought in camp White had some moments. Duggar, though, yeah, he got passed by right away. And even to your point, like, Keon White had some moments in camp, but it wasn't the guy we thought he was going to be early last year. But still, I think, you know, these are guys that produced in Bill Belichick's defense. They fit in DeMarcus Covington's defense, which I know took a step back last year. But then all of a sudden in Mike Vrabel's defense, I mean, Jalen Hawkins and Craig Woodson, it felt like they passed Kyle Duggar by the end of the first week of training camp. And Keon White was passed by pretty quickly as well. And then they weren't even playing much at all during the year. I mean, one of the concerns we had before the year is, hey, Milton Williams has played less than 50% of the snaps last year. Are they going to find ways to get Keon White rushing inside to give Milton Williams? They didn't even do that. Like, right. They haven't even done that. So I think those trades, especially the eating of the money for Duggar, that to me is a scheme trade. Vrabel's the more driving force there.
So this is the trap I don't want to fall into when we talk about these moves. I don't want to be somebody who looks at situations and say, when they do something I agree with, it's a Vrabel move. And when they do something I disagree with, it's a Wolf move. Like, that is, we can't operate that way. Yeah. And so while I respect the question of how much power does Elliot Wolf wield at the trade deadline to say, I'm not giving up a fifth for somebody else's backup running back or an edge rusher, the, like, defensive end, anything like that. Like, I respect that question. I still think Vrabel is probably the one at the end of the day who's really pushing the decision.
The hero you need isn't the hero that you have.
What I wonder, too, is, like, I think in the offseason, it's Vrabel and Cowden primarily making the personnel decisions. In season, while Vrabel's coaching, even if he has the final say, is he ceding a little bit more of that to Ryan Cowden?
Wouldn't he have more say, like, in season because he's in the trenches with these guys?
But the day-to-day hourly grind of coaching, like, I don't know if he doesn't have the time to go through and be like, who's available, who's not. And I'm not saying he's not involved. What I'm saying is, I think, like, leading up to the draft, I bet you Vrabel was the biggest advocate of Will Campbell in the building. And he was all over it, and he pushed it. Is he that same way with Logan Wilson before he gets traded to the Cowboys while he's in the middle of game play? Like, I don't know. Like, and I'm not, I agree with you that if you're going to give Vrabel credit in the offseason, you have to look at him now as the chief decision maker. I just wonder, like, Ryan Cowden is kind of this middleman between Vrabel and the new guys and Wolf and the guys that were here. Does he cede a little bit of that to those guys during the year or not?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question to ask. I know people are maybe a little bit fatigued by the trade deadline, but I do want to get deeper into it because I think it tells you a lot about how they feel about the team this year, what the overall plans are. And of course, we have to get into the money because there's a lot of money questions out there. And it matters when you're 7-2 and you have a quarterback on the rookie contract, the most coveted position that you can be in financially across the entire league, maybe across all of professional sports. It's questions that you have to ask to see if you're going to be at a position to have sustained winning. Not just seven wins in 9 games. We have to take a longer term look at these things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.